This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Global unions have succeeded in negotiating a renewed fire and safety accord to cover 1,000 apparel factories in Bangladesh. The new agreement comes as the current accord is set to expire in May 2018. The original accord was put in place after the 2013 Rana Plaza accident near Dhaka, which killed 1,200 mostly young women garment workers and injured some 2,000 more. The global unions, which have been working with major apparel companies to implement the accord, are Uni, which includes members who sell apparel in retail stores, and Industrial, which has affiliated garment worker unions in Bangladesh. Jenny Holdcroft is an Assistant General Secretary of Industrial. She was interviewed by the BBC and asked about the significance of the new accord.
Well, it's very significant for us because what it means is that the Bangladesh Accord that we signed with the brands 4 years ago is working. We have a massive operation in Bangladesh working to inspect the factories independently and to do all of the remediation work necessary to make them safe. That work is still ongoing. It's a huge effort. But what this new agreement means is that the brands trust in the process, in having a binding agreement with global unions and bringing more than 200 brands to the table as we have in the current accord. That gives us the muscle to work at the industry level and to actually make a difference on the ground in Bangladesh.
Ms. Holdcroft was asked if the new accord scheduled to be implemented next May is stricter than the original one that was negotiated in 2013.
Well, it is in the sense that we're looking at how to really empower workers, because it's one thing to fix the physical buildings, and that's obviously the most urgent thing. But the workers themselves need to be empowered that when they spot safety issues in the factory, they can raise it with their managers without fear of reprisal. They can refuse to undertake unsafe work, and they can clear out of the building if it looks that it's particularly unsafe. But for that, you really need empowerment, and for that, you need trade unions. So there's going to be a much stronger focus in the second accord about making sure that we have that sustainable change where workers can take a real active role in protecting their own safety in those factories.
Of course, the proof of effectiveness of the accord is whether it has changed conditions in the factories. Ms. Holdcroft was asked if the accord has had a significant effect, if it has changed things.
Well, in terms of health and safety in the garment industry, everything has changed. Before, we had individual efforts by brands in the many factories that they're sourcing materials from, and it was never able to get traction. You've got multiple brands sourcing from the same factories, so their individual influence is quite diluted. But when you have an entire industry effort with everybody pulling in the same direction and you have a systematic independent safety inspection and remediation program, you can do something that's absolutely never been done before. And that's what we've seen with this accord process.
The accord has been signed by over 200 apparel brands, retailers, and importers from more than 20 countries in Europe, North America, Asia, and Australia. The brands which have signed the legally binding accord include Benetton, Loblaw, Adidas, and Inditex. Ms. Holdcroft was asked about the role these brands and others play in the implementation of the Fire and Safety Accord in Bangladesh.
The brands play a leading role in driving the process because they're the ones that are making the sourcing decisions. They decided to come to Bangladesh and to source from these factories. So there is a very large responsibility on them to take care of the factories that they're doing business with. But we've seen a massive change in attitude also from the owners and the managers in Bangladesh in those factories. They can see that there's real benefits in doing business with global brands when they can guarantee that the factories are safe. And I think that with the accord, what we're doing is something that's never been seen before. It has to be systemic change and it has to be at industry level. And really, the only way realistically that you can drive that is by having the major brands on board, like Inditex, like H&M, which are among the biggest players in this industry globally.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.